good performance. Yeah, a good game, a good game. I think a good reaction after the defeat, after Tottenham's defeat. Yeah, because when you win 13 wins in a row and then arrive the first defeat, it's important to understand the reaction, to know the reaction of your team. And I think in FA Cup and today, the reaction was very good. I'm pleased for this because I saw a great spirit in the team, the great will to fight, the great will to restart, to win. Yeah, I'm pleased above all for my players.
Do you think it puts pressure on your title rivals as well, the fact that you've responded in such a way and picked up 3 points here with Manchester United, Liverpool and Manchester City all playing tomorrow?
Yeah, but I think that we started the second part of the season and every game is very important to put pressure or to put pressure. And for example, today the victory, the wins, Tottenham's wins and Arsenal wins pushed a bit of pressure before the game against Leicester, and it's normal this, and we must live with this. We must be very good to face this situation. I think that we have the right experience for to manage this this type of situation. But I repeat, this league is very tough, and we have just started the second part of the season, and it will be very important to continue in this way.
You scored 3 goals today, Marcos Alonso getting on the score sheet twice, but there was one absentee, Diego Costa. What is the situation with him?
Yeah, but first of all, it's important to that Alonso scored 2 goals. It's not... this happened not in every game.
He said it's never happened before to him.
Oh, okay, yeah. But no, I'm pleased because for us, Alonso is not a defender, but is another striker, another forward in our idea of football. And I'm pleased for him. Then for Diego, Diego stopped his training on Tuesday because he felt a pain in his back. And yeah, from that moment, he didn't train during the week, and for this reason today, he wasn't available. This is the truth.
Was that an injury that the physios and the medical staff also concurred with, or was it something that he reported himself?
For sure, he felt a pain in his back, and then he stopped. And when someone felt a pain, it's important to respect this.
Is there any truth at all in the rumours that were circulating late yesterday that he might be interested in a move to China?
But about this topic, I don't know. I don't know anything. And I think also the club, because the club didn't inform me about this. I don't know anything about this.
You don't want to sell him though, do you?
No.
If he said to you he wanted to leave, what would your reaction be?
But I repeat, about this, I don't like to speak about this in a press conference. And if there are the problem, but I repeat, if there are the problem, I'm used to solve these problems in the changing room with the player, with the club.
Just following up, I know you don't want to talk about that, Antonio, but have you had an argument with Diego Costa?
Me? No, but I repeat, I told the truth, and the truth is this, that today he wasn't available because he felt this pain in his back. Next week, we'll see.
So there wasn't an argument, you didn't say go to China?
Yeah, but in this moment, there are a lot of speculation, but I don't like to go into this speculation.
Just one more then. Are you confident that Diego Costa will be here? The Chelsea fans will want to know, will Diego Costa be here after the January transfer window?
But I repeat, it's now it's important to... If there are this type of problems that you are saying me, and if it's important to solve this problem in the changing room, not during a conference.
Okay. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks, Antonio.
Good luck. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Okay, and here is Claudio Ranieri.
It could be better, but you know, when you play against the big teams, you can expect something wrong. The performance was good, but of course, consider the goal at the beginning of the first half, at the beginning of the second half, it's not easy. But if I think without the goals, considered, the performance was good. Just a little more attention in the box because we lost our opponent there. But the performance was good. We play in the same shape of Chelsea. We press high at the right moment. We close the space. And they didn't create a lot of chances how they are used to do.
Yeah, your team is so comfortable in that 4-4-2 formation, which of course we saw so much last season, yeah, and yielded you such great success. Why did you decide to match up Chelsea today?
Because when we played against them in Stamford Bridge, we played 4-4-2, but they made a fantastic performance. They scored twice in the first half. They were the boss of the match. They dominate everything. When I changed in the half time, in the same shape, 3-5, and that was much better. We created 3-4 great chances to go back on the match, and just when they scored the third goal, we lose the match. But for this reason, now the modern football changes every time the shape. We won against Everton with a 4-3-3, and then that is important. The player made a very good performance, and we must continue in this way.
Most of the points that you've picked up so far this season in the Premier League have come here at the King Power Stadium. Are you slightly concerned with your next two home games being Manchester United and Liverpool that you may end up getting dragged into that relegation battle?
Yeah, look, from the beginning of the season I said we are in the battle of the relegation. Then it's no new. We know this. We are prepared to fight until the end. For this reason, I said 40 points was important to achieve 20 points at the end of the first leg, and now we are to fight again.
Are you still feeling dilly-ding, dilly-dong, or just dilly-ding?
No, it's not dilly-ding, dilly-dong. Was last season. This season is totally different. We know last season when we make some mistakes, the opponent didn't score. This season also when we don't make mistakes, the opponent score. Then is another here. We must forget the last year. We are the champions, but now we have to fight for the relegation battle.
And just finally, I know you've got three players at the African Cup of Nations, and you signed Wilfred Ndidi. You told me at Everton that you're really pleased with